This is a body scan meditation prepared for you for the mindfulness-based stress reduction class at LiveWell Alliance, Connecticut. Welcome to this moment to offer yourself the gift of your gentle attention. The purpose of the body scan is to pay attention to sensations in the body, thoughts in the mind, and feelings or emotions as they arise in each moment. Equally, your awareness may be of the absence of sensations, thoughts, or emotions. Systematically, you will be cultivating flexibility of attention by sometimes focusing narrowly and at other times widening the lens of awareness. As you enter into practice, see if it is possible to bring an attitude of curiosity of what is here in each moment, accepting what is here just as it is. During this time, you may feel a desire to change something or make something particular happen, perhaps looking for relaxation. This too is fine. Being aware that trying to make something happen may bring increased tension into the body. It is important to choose a position that supports the needs of your body as it is today. Options may be lying down on a mat or on the floor or on some other supportive surface, something that supports your comfort and alertness. You may choose to sit in a straight back chair or on a cushion. The astronaut position may be an option for you if you choose to lie on the floor and you still need added support to your lower back. This will include lying on the floor while having your lower legs supported by a chair. Settling in now to the position you have chosen, making any slight adjustments you may need, and then inviting stillness. Beginning by noticing points of contact of the body with the floor or the mat, perhaps contact of clothing or air on the face or the hands. Noticing the dimensions of the body, head to toe, side to side, front to back. And now turning your awareness to the breath, to the body breathing. You may choose to put a hand on the belly in order to better feel the sensations of the air as it enters the body and exits the body. Awareness of the rhythm of the breath. The pacing of the breath. Just resting here for a moment. And now shifting attention down the torso to the hips, down the legs, lower leg, all the way down through the foot to your left great toe. focusing attention on sensations in the left big toe. Perhaps noticing temperature, tingling, contact of clothing. Equally, there may be an awareness of absence of sensation, and that also is just fine. Moving to the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe. And in between the toes, perhaps sensation of moisture or dryness. Aware of the air in between the toes. Shifting attention now to the ball of the left foot. The arch and instep of the left foot. Scanning from side to side the bottom of the left foot. Aware of sensations on the surface and within. Now moving to the heel of the left foot. Perhaps aware of contact with the floor. Moving to the top of the left foot. Open to sensations on the surface and deeper within the left foot. Aware of muscles, the bones of the left foot. And now widening the lens of awareness to include the entire left foot. Open to whatever is here. No need to change or to fix anything. Now again, narrowing the lens of awareness to the left ankle and ankle bone. Circling attention around the left ankle. Open to what is on the surface and what is deeper within the left ankle. Shifting attention to the lower leg, the calf muscle, the shin and shin bone. What's here? What are you aware of? Moving attention to the left knee, the kneecap, the cartilage of the knee. The skin and soft underside of the left knee. Perhaps aware of extension or flexion in this area of the joint. You may at times encounter a challenging sensation or thought, a difficult thought or emotion coming up, and that is just fine. And if that becomes too difficult at any time, shifting attention back to the breath, allowing the breath to be with you, breathing with this challenge until you're feeling more steady, and then joining us back in the body scan wherever we are. Moving attention up to the upper leg, from the knee all the way to the left hip. Aware of the large muscles of the upper leg, the thigh and the thigh bone. What's here at the surface and deeper within the upper left leg. And now, again, widening the lens of awareness to include the entire left leg as a whole. Aware of what is here and now. And now narrowing the lens of awareness, moving from the left hip, shifting across the pelvis to the right hip, moving awareness all the way down the right leg, all the way down to the toes of the right foot. The big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe, along with the areas in between the toes. Aware of temperature, contact, pulsation, and moving attention to the bottom of the right foot, the balls of the right foot, the arch and instep. What's on the surface and deeper within the right foot. Moving to the heel, shifting up to the top of the right foot. Open to what is on the surface and what is within the right foot, at the muscles or bones of the right foot. Now widening the lens of awareness to include the entire right foot. What are you aware of in sensations in the right foot? And now narrowing the lens of awareness to the right ankle, the tendons of the ankle bone, perhaps perhaps aware of flexion or extension in this joint of the right ankle. Turning attention to the right lower leg, the calf, and shin bone. What's here at the skin and deeper within the right lower leg? Moving to the right knee, aware of sensations on the surface of the right knee and deeper within this joint. Moving to the right upper leg. Large muscles of the thigh and thigh bone. Extending from the right knee all the way to the right hip. Circling attention around the right upper leg. And now widening the lens of awareness to include the entire right leg. What's here? What are you aware of? And if you notice that your attention is pulled to a thought or emotion, when you're becoming aware of that, just knowing it and shifting attention back to wherever we are in the body scan. Or perhaps spending some time with the breath. Now narrowing the lens of awareness again to the right and left hip, aware of the sensations deep within the joint, and also on the surface of the hips, at the skin, perhaps sensations of contact of clothing. Aware of the entirety of the pelvis and the pelvic region. Perhaps aware of the organs that are cradled in this area. Pressure of the buttocks on the floor, the chair. Now moving attention to the area of the lower back and spine. At the sacrum, and moving up the spine, scanning from side to side, sensations in the lower back, open to what is there at the surface and deeper within the lower back. You're moving up the spine to the mid back, perhaps perhaps aware of the edges of the rib cage in this area. The subtle sensations of breathing in the mid back. Moving attention up to the upper back and the expanse of the upper back from shoulder to shoulder. Aware of the muscles in this area. What's on the surface and deeper within. Around the shoulders, the spine, and now moving up to the tops of the shoulders, aware of what is here in the muscles or the bones. And then shifting attention all the way down the torso to the abdomen. The area of the belly. Perhaps aware of breathing in this area. As the belly expands and recedes. You may be aware of sensations of digestion. Shifting attention up to the upper abdomen and the chest. Aware of the expansion and deflation of the chest as you breathe. Perhaps aware of the heart beating, aware of circulation. Aware of the muscles of the breasts and the breastbone, the clavicle, aware of what is here on the surface and deeper within. Now widening the lens of awareness to include the entire torso. Aware of the rhythm of the breath, dimensions of the torso as the body expands in different directions. Maintaining a sense of curiosity, perhaps, of a scientist. Now again, narrowing the lens of awareness, moving attention to the shoulders, down the right and left arm. Down the upper arms, to the elbows and lower arms, all the way to the hands and fingers, to the fingertips of both the right and left hand. Aware of sensations of the skin and perhaps deeper in the fingertips, aware of circulation, temperature, moving down the fingers into the joints of the fingers, the knuckles, the palms of the right and left hand, perhaps aware of moisture, pressure, the tops of the right and left hand, aware of the skin, the muscles and tiny bones of the right and left hand. Aware of the joints and the thumbs, the fleshy part of the thumb, moving attention to the wrists, circling attention around the right and left wrist, perhaps aware of circulation in this area. Moving up to the lower right and left arms, aware of sensations on the surface and deeper within the lower arms. Moving to the elbows, the elbow joint, perhaps aware of the tendons and ligaments in this area, aware of flexion or extension, moving attention to the upper arms, the skin, muscles and bones, now widening the lens of awareness to include the entire left and right arms. Open to what is here on the surface and deep within the right and left arms. You may be aware of subtle sensations of breathing. Now narrowing the lens of awareness again and moving your attention to the neck, circling attention around the base of the neck, around the cervical area of the spine, all the way around to the front of the neck, the sides of the neck, aware of sensations on the exterior of the skin and deeper within, the muscles, the throat, perhaps aware of sensations of moisture or dryness, you may be aware of air as it enters in through the windpipe and back out. moving attention to the base of the skull, in the back of the head, around to the joints of the jawbone, you may be aware of some tension in this area and perhaps inviting some softening. Aware of the mouth and the lips, perhaps of contact of the lips, the upper lip on the lower lip. Moving in attention to the interior of the mouth, the cheeks and gums, the teeth. Aware of the positioning of the tongue in the mouth. And now moving attention to the face and the cheeks. Perhaps aware of sensations of the air on the skin. Perhaps of fullness of the cheeks. Turning attention to the nose. Open to what is here on the surface and deeper within the nose of the cartilage, the nostrils, and air as it enters the nostrils and then exits the nostrils. Moving attention to the eyes and the deep sockets of the eyes, the eyeballs themselves. The eyelids, perhaps aware of the upper lid where it comes in contact with the lower lid. Maybe aware of the eyelashes. And eyebrows. The temples. Now moving attention to your forehead. Holding awareness of what's here from the left temple all the way over to the right temple in the expanse of the forehead. Perhaps aware of what is here on the skin or deeper within. Aware of tension or relaxation. And if it feels right to you, perhaps allowing some softening in the area of the forehead. And then moving attention to the scalp and the top of the head. Aware of hair on the top of the head, or the air in the back of the head, perhaps of contact on the mat or the floor. Moving attention to the sides of the head. The ears, behind the ears, perhaps aware of the sensation of hearing, of sound as it enters the ears and hits the tiny bones and eardrums, of vibration. And now widening the lens of awareness to include the entire head as it rests on top of the body. Widening the lens a little more to include the chest, the arms and torso. Widening the lens more to include the lower legs and feet, until your lens of awareness is open to awareness of the entire body as a whole, as it rests here in stillness. Perhaps aware again of the body breathing. Resting attention here on the entire body breathing until you hear the sounds of the bells.